Everyone, it is the 4th of February 2023. You can always tell when someone hates the Bible when they come against clearly revealed scripture. I had someone come against me because I kept using the term the verse, "I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." I think that's pretty clear what that means. I don't think it can be taken out of context. The central thrust of Paul's ministry was to preach the gospel of grace. You know, he did not want to get sidetracked and go down rabbit trails. He said, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." This person that's coming against me for using this passage has a BitChute channel, and if you look at the titles of his video, he's talking about everything other than he's determined not to know anything about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It's everything other than Him being crucified. Okay, he's not preaching the gospel. He says, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech was not, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." This person that I'm referring to likes to show how smart he is. And he's very haughty, has a very haughty spirit. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Back to Jesus Christ and Him crucified again. "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of them the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God Him knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For whom hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." This man gets so upset because I quote that scripture, "I determined not to know anything among you than save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." I even this morning talked about all the things Paul would not be involved in, because his focus was on the gospel of grace. That's what he taught. And some people just can't see the truth. They're blinded. And they go down these rabbit trails, all these different rabbit trails. I'm glad for the grace of God. It's my only hope. And I will, by the grace of God, proclaim the gospel until the day that I die. And there'll be many people that'll come against me and make all kind of allegations and slander and gaslighting, everything else. But you know what? I, like Paul, am resolved that I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He said, well, you talk about a lot of other things than that, but that's the central focus of my whole teaching, is on the gospel of grace. And this person knows that. So let us never forget that there are those out there that would try to come against us in preaching the truth. And sometimes we have to just ignore them and go on, don't we? After the first and second admonition, we're told to reject. Okay? And by the grace of God, that's what I'm going to do with this person. But I'm glad to know that God's grace is free gift for all for whom He's died for. There's nothing we can do to merit God's favor. We've been chosen Him from the foundation of the world to be recipients of His grace. And by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created unto good works. God hath ordained that we should walk in them. And so, regardless of what attacks we might experience from people, we will continue to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer in a special way. God bless.